This morning we're going to read in the Word in the book of Exodus about something very special that the Lord gave the children of Israel instructions to build. Now here's a picture of what the Lord gave the children of Israel instructions to build. Does anybody know the name of what's in this picture? Yes?
Tabernacle.
This is the tabernacle. And if you look at this picture, you can see that the tabernacle has a smaller building in this side of it, surrounded by a wall with coverings, and there are a couple of different pieces in the courtyard there. And then what is surrounding the tabernacle? Do you see what's surrounding the tabernacle? Can anyone tell what's surrounding the tabernacle? Yes? Tents, and the children of Israel live in all of these tents that go on and on around the tabernacle because there are hundreds of thousands of them. And the tabernacle is there in the middle. Now, does anybody know what the purpose or use of the tabernacle was? Do you know what it was?
It's sort of like a church.
It's sort of like a church. And one way we can think about it is for the children of Israel, it was a house for the Lord. The Lord appeared in part of the tabernacle called the Holy of Holies. And he spoke to Moses and Aaron from there. And it meant that all the children of Israel knew that the Lord was there in their midst. And the Lord explained to them how to build the tabernacle so they could take it down and put it back up when they moved throughout the wilderness. So when they set it up, they always knew that the Lord was with them. So we're going to read in the book of Exodus about how the Lord instructed Moses on who would be in charge of the task of building the tabernacle. And then we're going to read about some special things that the Lord said needed to be part of the tabernacle. So listen for two things in what we're going to read here from Exodus 31. Listen for the name of the man that the Lord put in charge of building the tabernacle and see if you can remember a few of the things that the Lord said would be part of the tabernacle. Are you ready to listen for those things? This is in Exodus chapter 31. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all work, to think thoughts to make in gold and in silver and in bronze, and in crafting of stone for filling, and in crafting of wood to do in all work. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the heart of everyone that is wise in heart I have put wisdom, and they shall make all that I have commanded thee." Now listen for the things that the Lord said they needed to make. The tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark for the testimony, and the place of atonement that is on it, and all the vessels of the tabernacle, and the table and its vessels, and the pure lampstand and all its vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels, and the laver and its base. According to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. Now we'll look at some pictures of these things that the Lord instructed Moses to have the children of Israel build. Here's a picture of the first thing that the Lord mentioned after the tabernacle. Does anybody know the name of this? What is this called? Do you know the name? There are cherubim on top. And what's the whole thing called? Yes? The Ark of the Covenant. Very, very good. The Ark of the Covenant. Now, elsewhere in the book of Exodus, the Lord explains exactly how to make this. And it's made out of wood. Did you know that? That is wood. And then covered in what precious metal? What is it covered in? Yes? Yes? What is it covered in? Go ahead. Gold. It's all covered in gold, including the cherubim and the bottom part of it and the poles. You notice how it has poles on it, so it could be carried no matter where the Israelites went. They could carry it, so they could set the tabernacle back up again. Now, does anybody know what was inside of the ark? Well, yes?
The Ten Commandments
were inside of the ark. And the ark was kept in the Holy of Holies, which is on this end of this building in the tabernacle. It was 10 cubits, which is the measurement of the tip of the fingers down to the elbow, a square of 10 cubits inside of the Holy of Holies. And the only thing in there was the ark.
I just don't got that picture.
Yeah, and then there's a veil separating the Holy of Holies with the holy place. So let's look at some things that were kept in the holy place. See if you know the name of this. What is this called?
A candlestick,
yep, or?
A lampstand.
Lampstand, that's right. And what's this made out of? Does anybody know? Because the Lord explained this in the Word too, yes? It's covered in gold, made out of wood and covered in gold. And do you know what would go on the top of each one of the lampstands? What would go on the top there, yes?
Fire.
It would be, there would be oil that would be lit, and it would light up the holy place, the front part of that building. Now, there are two more things that were in the holy place. We'll see if you can remember the name of this one. This might be a little bit harder to remember the name of. Does anyone remember the name of this one? The altar of... That's close. The altar of... Yeah. Incense. Very, very good. And you see how this has poles on it too? So this can be moved around. And what's this made out of? Does anybody know what this is made out of? It's made out of gold. Wood covered in gold. Very, very good. And incense would be burnt on the top, and it would have a wonderful fragrance, and would fill that part of the tabernacle with smoke and this wonderful smell. Yes, it's kind of like a candle on a table. Incense would be burnt and would give off a wonderful smell and a beautiful fragrance. Now, there's one more thing in the holy place. This was called a table in what we read. It's called the table of showbread. And do you see how it has poles? So that can be moved too. And what was this made out of?
Gold.
It was made out of gold. That's right. Wood covered in gold. And look what's on top. You see what's on top? What's on top? Go ahead. Bread's on top, a special kind of bread. And do you want to know something? Some of you today in Sunday school will be making the very same kind of bread that goes on the table of showbread. So these are the things that were inside the part of the tabernacle that's covered, the ark and the holy place, and the lampstand and altar of incense and table of showbread and the Holy of Holies. And then there is another veil. And now in the courtyard, look in the courtyard. Do you see two things in the courtyard? Look closely. Make sure you can see them. Do you see those two things in the courtyard? Do you see the one that looks like it has smoke coming from it? Well, let's take a closer look at that one that has smoke coming from it. Do you know what the name of it is? What does it do? It's called the altar of burnt offerings. Very, very good. Here's a closer look at it. Now, this was actually not covered in gold, but was covered in another metal. Do you know what this one is? Very, very good. Covered in bronze. And this could be carried around too. And how do you know that? Yes? Because it has poles. And that's why there's smoke coming from it here in the courtyard, because there's an offering on it that's getting offered to the Lord. Now, the one last piece that we'll look at in this picture, or of a picture of, is this is called a laver, or a basin. And it has water in the top and water in the bottom. And this was so that the priests could keep themselves clean before and after working with the burnt offerings that go on the altar of burnt offerings. Now, there's something else that is a big part of the tabernacle. Do you see all the coverings over the covered part of the tabernacle? And a veil, which we can't see, separating the Holy of Holies from the holy place, and another veil, and then a curtain all over the wall, and a special one with designs on it for the opening. Do you see all of those? And there are actually several different coverings that form the ceiling in the walls of the tabernacle. And did you know we have an example of that right up here on the chancel? We have an example of what the inside covering would look like in the tabernacle. This altar cloth is an example of one of the coverings of the tabernacle, with blue and scarlet twice dyed and crimson and linen. And this is an embroidered cherubim, just like the cherubim on the cover of the ark. And that was part of the coverings of the tabernacle. So think of all of the different skills that were needed to build the tabernacle. Woodworkers and metalworkers and embroiderers. All sorts of different skills were needed to put it together. And you know what they all had? They all had what the Lord gave Bezalel, which was wisdom. And do you know what that kind of wisdom is? To do what the Lord teaches. To follow his instructions and directions. And look what was built. All of these beautiful things that were built by following the Lord's instructions. These jobs that were done to follow the Lord's instructions resulted in a tabernacle that provided a meeting place for the Lord with all of the Israelites who lived all around it. Now, did you know that you all can do your jobs the same way that Bezalel led all of these craftsmen to do their jobs in building the tabernacle? Now, you might think you don't have any jobs because you're too young. But some of you are in school. That's a job. And when you have a job to be in school, whether it's teachers or at home that you're learning things, if you do that job the best you can and try to obey the Lord's rules when you're doing it, then you can have the wisdom that Bezalel had. And another job that you have is being a good brother or sister. And do you have a question about jobs? They get in and outside of the tabernacle through this part of the gate. And if you look closely, you can see two people pulling part of that curtain aside to get in. Very, very good question. It's quite easy to get in. You just pull the curtain aside. Kind of like the curtains that are pulled aside to come into the church today. So the jobs that you have that you can do just like Bezalel is learning when you're in school, or the jobs that you have around the house that your parents give you, or being a good brother or sister, or being a good son or daughter for your parents. And if you do those jobs by following the instructions from the Lord the way that Bezalel did his job by following instructions from the Lord, do you know what will happen? The Lord will create a meeting place for him in your mind. Amen.